thanks for joining into this conversation. So, for verse one, I wanted to talk about relationships and the seeds that are already planted. Or, actually, let me rephrase that. How relationships are the seeds that are already planted. And this can be any type of relationship that we have in our life, like at this point in time, today. You know, take a look around you and ask yourself, are the seeds that have already sown and grown, are they good for me? And I don't mean good for you in terms of materialistic wealth or materialistic abundance. Are they good for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Are those relationships around you still allowing you to grow? Because what I've come to realize is that even once we've reached a certain amount of success or accomplishment, whatever that may mean or be to you, however you want to interpret that, after that thing is accomplished, there's a sense of, okay, well, what's next? What else? And maybe that's just me. Maybe you're content with reaching that thing, reaching that accomplishment, and then, you know, just focusing on that. And that's great. But once I've reached a certain level of understanding of a thing, I look for something else to learn, to keep myself busy, or to something that'll help me grow and evolve. Because I feel like I'm always growing, and I feel like I'm always looking for change. Not in a sense of, you know, I'm bored, but I just want to know. I want to know things. I want to learn about things. And after I took inventory of the things around me, the relationships around me, the environment even that I'm in, the relationship that I have with the environment that I'm in, I started asking myself, like, hey, I'm not where I want to be just yet, but when that time and place decides to show up in my life, are the people around me, is the environment around me good for me? Will they help me bring myself to that time and place? And ultimately, my answer was no. The vibe around me, the vibes around me are so low. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I'm perfect and that my vibe is right, because it's not. It actually took me a couple months to get to this point where I'm at today. And so basically, long story short, I do want to touch base on this, like, relationship in later episodes, in later verses. But for just a brief introduction, I was in a really toxic relationship since high school. Anything imaginable that you can think of, like, not to do in a relationship, I went through in this one relationship. The cheating was there. The abuse was there. Abuse physically, mentally, emotionally was there. The manipulation was there. The, you know, using for personal gain, everything was there. And I spent my time, I spent a long time in that relationship. And I just recently let go of it. Just a couple months ago. And I was, that was like the cherry on top, because I've been feeling like really lost since like December of 2018. But that was the cherry on top, where I really felt like, whoa, where the fuck am I going? What the fuck am I doing? And I still don't know, but hey, I'm going to create a space where I can learn to know, where I can learn to grow. Because since December of like, since actually like last year, around the same time, this time last year, I started feeling this sense of like discomfort, unease. Like everything that I just got like in tune with, everything that I just got content with, one by one, things were starting to flow away from me. The ease of my life was starting to just float away. And man, it happened so quickly and so fast that I'm still awestruck as to how I lost control so fast. And then I had to realize that everything that was and has been, all the comfort that has been taken away from me, was and still is a test of my faith, a test of my ability to stand on my own two feet as an adult, as a human being, as a mother, as a daughter, just as a person, as an individual, for myself. I had to and still am learning to stand on my own. And this one relationship taught me everything that I don't want in a relationship, in life, actually. Am I grateful that it happened? Yes. Yes, I am. Why? Because now I know. Now I know how to be aware. Now I know to never get comfortable. Now I know it's been a rough couple of months, and you know, this one relationship really, it really messed me up. Like really bad. It took away my faith in a lot of things. And it took away my faith and my trust in general. The more importantly, it took away my faith and trust in myself. Like, I literally asked myself, like, wow, how could you be so stupid? How could you be so blind to all the shit that was happening to you? How could you let that happen to yourself, Krish? How? What were you doing? I still can't answer that question. And I can't dwell on it either. I can only learn to regrow my trust for myself. To regrow my faith in myself. And to know that I would never, ever, ever let something like that happen to me ever again. Because towards the end of the relationship, like, I got up. You know, I got up. I started to find myself. And then just this past year, I took note. I took inventory of how this relationship has been and will affect my life if I do not let it go. If I did not let it go. I learned a lot about myself. And I realized, no, I can't. I can't take this relationship with me. I can't take this baggage, this weight with me, because I won't be able to grow. Yeah, I might reach, you know, little achievements, little bouts of success, but it won't be sustainable. It won't last. Because it was such a burden to be where I was. You know, I became a yoga instructor towards the end of that relationship. And I couldn't even take on new clients because the jealousy, you know, taking of clients was so prominent. It was just like, why are you instructing this guy? Oh, what do you have with this guy? What? This is money. This is my work. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I let that happen for a little bit, but then I was like, whoa, if this is what I want to do, if I want to heal, if I want to help, if I want to even be useful, I have to be real. I have to be authentic with myself. And I knew that if I stayed in that relationship, I could never elevate to where I want to elevate to, you know? And this was a romantic relationship. But there could be a relationship like this within your life that is a friendship, you know? It could even be the relationship you have with your parents or your guardian or your brothers or your... It can be whoever, you know? There are many, many versions of toxic relationships. So take inventory. Take note in your life of who is actually there for you, who actually will allow that growth, and who is actually taking away from that growth. It doesn't even have to be like a physical person. It can be an environment that you're in. It could be the job that you're in right now. That could be toxic. That relationship could be toxic. It could be the, you know, where you live. And we all don't have the means to change, you know, our place of residence like that, but what can you bring into the environment also? What can you do? Sometimes, you know, what we bring into the environment is ourselves all of the time. So if we ourselves are not at you know, where we want to be mentally, we have to get there. We have to start taking inventory and asking ourselves within ourselves, what do I need to get rid of? What do I need to bring in? Maybe I need to let go of negativity and let in more light. Maybe I need more sunlight. Maybe I need some plants. maybe I need to write more. Maybe I need to read more. You know, what is the relationship that you have with yourself? That's the most toxic relationship that I've ever had is the one I had with myself. Because ultimately, the relationships that we have are a reflection of ourselves. And that's the thing that I never took note of. That's the thing that I never understood completely. It's like, wow, I let this happen to myself. I wasn't responsible for everything, but I was responsible. Ultimately, because I let that shit happen to me. Everything, all the things, I let it happen to me. I didn't have any boundaries. Self-respect and dignity were out the window. And it wasn't until that I realized that myself where I was like, no, I can't even do this anymore. It's embarrassing. I was embarrassed for myself. Like, what? What? Like, again, Krish? You let that happen again? And then I was like, yeah, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I got kids watching me. I have a daughter watching me. I have a son watching me. I can't allow this type of behavior. I will not allow that type of behavior to ever enter my space. Ever again. Ever. And if it sounds like I'm rambling, I apologize. I'll have a point, maybe. But I just want to be real. You know, I want to be authentic. I want to heal. I want to help. But in order for me to do that, I have to be raw and uncut. So the name of this podcast, Virgo Versus. Man. So I'm into astrology. I'm into yoga. I'm into, you know, tarot readings. I love all of those things. Those are the things that I love to do for people, with people. Like, I love it. That is my passion in this life. Like, I would do it all for free. I would. I have done it all for free. And I want it. It's helped me so much along my journey that I want to maybe introduce you to that. Or, you know, give you another insight if you're already into it. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm not an expert by any means. I'm probably a lot of things. But that's neither here nor there. I just want to help. I want to be useful. I want to be purposeful. And I'm going to do something that I've never done before, and that is it's not like I've never done it. I have a really hard time expressing my emotions to people. So I guess like this podcast is like a really great invention, because it's like I can talk to people without being around people. I'm just gonna say it. I can expose myself without really exposing myself. Because, I don't know, whatever. Like, whatever, this is new to me. I want to be more raw. I want to show my emotions, okay? I want to learn how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So I'm going to try this thing out. And we're just going to see where it goes. We're just going to see. But that's my story, like, thus far. Like, I've been going through some shit. And I know a lot of us have. Especially going forth as adults. Whatever that is. Let's say going forth as humans. What is an adult? What is that? But yeah, I think this will be good. I think it'll be great for us all. I'm a Virgo sun, a Virgo ascendant, or rising, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it. And a Pisces moon. Mercury in Virgo. Mars in Gemini. Venus in Libra. Yeah. Let's see where this goes. I'm excited. I'm using this Sun in Gemini energy to jumpstart this creativity. Yeah. So this is it for verse 1. We'll talk soon.